fund. Champaign County police think they've solved an armed robbery from more than a year ago. Authorities say 41-year-old John Beck of Alton, Illinois, is now charged with robbing Kirshner Building Supply in Ogden in June of last year. They claim Beck fired shots during the course of the holdup and got away with money. Police say forensic evidence from the store gave them enough clues to develop a suspect. Beck is already in the federal prison in Terre Haute for a robbery committed in Staunton, Illinois, the day before the Ogden holdup. Even before Champaign County's polls open on November 4th, as many as 1 out of 10 voters may have already cast their ballots. That's the estimate of County Clerk Mark Sheldon. He says more than 3,000 people have already taken advantage of Illinois' early voting provision and come into the clerk's office to vote.
Right now we're getting over 300 a day, and next week I anticipate we'll have some days where we might even get over 500. We're pretty much at our limit. You know, I think people who... Once again, we have some, 20 and 25-minute waits that have been happening for early voting here. But if it's convenient for people, we certainly want to make it available.
Sheldon says about 123,000 people are registered to vote in this election. That's about 9,000 more than 2 years ago, but only slightly above the number registered in the last presidential election. Early voting continues in Illinois through next Thursday. And the Champaign County Clerk's Office will be open each day until then, including Sunday. State employees looking for job protection may be at the heart of a unionization trend in Illinois. Amanda Vinicky has more.
It used to be that state workers wanted to be classified as merit comp, meaning they'd get performance-based raises. But in recent years, the Blagojevich administration has given those workers little or no increases. Anders Lindahl is a spokesperson for AFSCME, the state's largest employees union. Lindahl says add on to that mandatory overtime, increased workloads because of understaffing and the fear of layoffs. And he says a lot of workers who didn't have a union in the past are looking to join.
We see a governor who's trying to close state facilities, a prison, a mental health hospital, a developmental center, all without regard for state employees' livelihoods or the essential services they provide.
Lindahl says in the past few years, 4,000 state workers have become AFSCME members. Governor Rod Blagojevich says a reduction in worker ranks was needed because the system was bloated, and says the facility closures are necessary because of Illinois' budget. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
5 Woodford County students are out of the hospital after being treated for breathing problems they suffered when someone sprayed an aerosol cleaning product on a crowded school bus. Officials say 63 students were on the bus headed to a grade school in Metamora, which is about 10 miles east of Peoria. 4 boys and a girl, ages 7 to 13, were taken to a Peoria hospital. Metamora School Superintendent Trish Jackson says they've been released. Jackson says another student sprayed the cleaner, which removes dust from computers. She says that student hasn't been disciplined, but that police and school investigations continue. As Barack Obama describes it, John McCain's approach to taxes is nothing more than putting corporations ahead of workers. Obama campaigned today in Indianapolis before heading to Hawaii to visit his seriously ill grandmother. It's 4:33.
Programs on WILL AM are made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, presenting the Guarneri String Quartet Farewell Tour on October 30th. More information is at KrannertCenter.com.
And now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Well, thanks, Jim. Umbrellas required for the next day and a half or so. In fact, we have showers that could be dotting the area all the way into about the middle of the weekend before this slow-moving low-pressure area that's been sitting out in the plains causing problems moves off to the east of us. And in the plains, it's been producing not only rain, with some areas picking up as much as 4 inches, 4.5 inches of rain at Logan, Kansas over the last 48 hours. And some areas had snow with 50-mile-per-hour winds. We're not going to see anything like that as the storm moves into our area, and it has already brought some light rain with moderate showers. The precipitation itself basically moving from south to north, but the storm, the entire storm, is slowly drifting from west to east. So we're in the rain now. We're picking up a little bit more Gulf moisture, and we will be in and out of precipitation, as I said, all the way into around the middle of the weekend before skies start to clear. On the backside of this system, brace yourself for the coldest day of the year. Oh, well, the coldest day of the season, I should say. We will have possibly a hard freeze across the area on Monday and possibly again on Tuesday morning. For tonight, we look for the periods of rain in Illinois and Indiana. The showers will start to push in, lows between 39 in the north and 50 in the far south. And tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain, even a few thunderstorms possible as the center of the low moves a little bit closer to us. And high temperatures tomorrow between the low 50s in eastern Indiana up to around 57, 58 degrees in the far south. Currently, we have 55 degrees and rain on Friends Plaza. Willard Airport at the top of the hour, we had 55 degrees, light rain and a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. It's 4:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Yesterday, we played extended sections from the presidential candidates' stump speeches, and today, we'll do the same for their running mates. Sarah Palin spoke in Troy, Ohio today and reminded the crowd of the man who's become a focal point of the Republicans' campaign.
And you know, I've really got to hand it to Joe the Plumber up the road in Toledo. Yes, Joe the Plumber.